Thank you to California Prunes for sponsoring this episode. Prunes are a great ingredient on their own when it comes to cooking and baking. Think thumbprint cookies with a jammy prune filling, or brownies made even fudgier, or classic chicken marbella, or my prune and pineapple braised short ribs with ginger shiitake mushrooms and red wine. Plus, if you're looking to make some healthy ingredient swaps, you can use prune puree as a replacement for sugar, oil, or even eggs in certain baked goods. Homemade prune puree is so simple. It's prunes and water blended together, and the puree keeps in your fridge for up to 4 weeks. Then there's snacking. California prunes are a super snack because they're loaded with nutrients like vitamin K, dietary fiber, potassium, and antioxidants, all of which are great for your heart, gut, and bones. And you know how important that is. California prunes are portable, delicious, and just the right level of sweetness. You can find prunes grown in California at your favorite grocery store or online. To learn more and snag some great recipes, head over to californiaprunes.org.
Big Fluff.
Hello, world. It's Stephanie Smart, and I'm here to tell you. That I know some shit. Exotica.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joel Murphy.
And I'm Stephanie Smart.
And this is Stephanie Knows Some Shit.
Where we talk about, and Joel, today we're talking about something I have no business talking about, but we talk about food stuff, so yeah. I can handle that. Now, as for the Super Bowl, beats me, but we're going to talk about the Super Bowl.
Well, and I think that that is a good distinction to make at the top. Obviously, I think if we've given any indication for this past year, people do not tune into Stephanie Knows Some Shit for analysis or thoughts or, you know, picks or any of that. But I do think it is fair to say that the Super Bowl, devoid of the actual athletic competition that happens, is a pretty big cooking day.
It absolutely is. But I have to be completely honest with everybody. So we're actually ahead. So we're recording this a week before the whatever they play in the football game.
Yeah. At the time that we're recording it, we don't even know who will be competing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know that. David and I just drove down to Boston to drop something off for a friend, and we're driving back and I'm like, oh, Joel and I are going to record when we go home. And he was like, oh, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, the Super Bowl, who's in it? And he turns his head on 95 North and was like, dude, we're not even in the semifinals.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if that gives out how far ahead we are. And I'm sorry to everybody. We will never be on top of anything like this again. But the look on his face was not, it wasn't disgust and it wasn't disappointment. It was like awe.
Yeah.
He was in awe. And what happened is he works on Sundays now. So I watch Big Bang Theory on my computer all day. Very nice. That's just what I do. I don't think about football.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need to. Like, I'm not.
No.
Yeah.
But it's such a good food day.
But yeah, we're at the time we're recording it, they still haven't played. This weekend, they're going to play the conference championships to decide the two teams that will be in the Super Bowl. So that should, people can do that math. We're like 2 weeks out at this point.
I know, but the Buccaneers are out. Are the Patriots still in?
No.
Oh, man. Damn. All right. Well, okay. So let's just stop talking about sports. Now, I have another thing that I'm coming in hot today. I drank a hot chocolate from Dunkin' Donuts, which has the texture of snot, but I love it. So I'm real sugared up. And then I ate a banana. And that's what I want to talk about. I don't like bananas. I love banana bread. I know this isn't, I'm just bringing the drama.
I
like banana bread. I like banana flavored things, like banana flavored runts.
See, that's interesting because I would put myself the opposite, that I like bananas. I do not like banana flavored candy.
I could not. I was literally, David came down and he was like, what are you chewing? I had like two cheekfuls, like a chipmunk full of banana, just try to smush it down my gullet.
I also, specifically the runts, I always found the banana runts to be complicated.
They're so because complicated.
They're hard to runs in general. Mm-hmm. Your dental work better be on point before eating
I'm
runs.
I'm so scared of the dentist, and I think he listens, my dentist. I couldn't eat a run. My teeth would crack.
Yeah.
They would just.
I love that they made chewy runs because they recognized that, well, maybe we should make these edible. You know, what Dude, if you could bite them?
My father would be like George Washington with wooden teeth if he were to eat a runt.
Yeah.
God forbid.
No, those things are dangerous.
I'm good. But I just wanted to come on here and say that it was a real struggle for me right before the episode because I wanted to make sure I was coming in with energy. And I have two more bananas left. And I'm like, shit. I don't want to eat those.
See, I like bananas. But a banana bread is better. So I go bad and make banana bread.
Do you want to hear a really sweet banana bread story? And then we'll talk about Super Bowl.
Totally.
Okay. So growing up, we had this, our school nurse, Mrs. Sterling. She was just a god. She still is just a godsend of a woman. She did so much for my family. And my brother Colton was allergic to milk and I want to say eggs or whatever. She used to bake us a banana bread like once a month and leave it on the doorstep made Aww. With like prune puree or however yeah. she did it. Something super, super adorable. But one time she left it on the stairs and we had this dog Spencer who didn't really know boundaries and whatnot. And he actually like very well unwrapped the banana bread, took a bite, put his paw on it, and then wrapped it back up.
Oh, that is very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
okay. So that's all I had to say about bananas. Let's talk about chicken wings and nachos.
Okay. Also, shout out to, California prunes. And we've realized prune puree makes a really good vocal warm up before the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it is very hard to say, but you can put your prune puree in anything.
Yes. Yeah. This is a nice segue into another smar family. Controversial food take, which is because we're going to talk about chicken wings and I'm trying to remember. So your dad.
Oh, yeah. My featherless father.
Yeah. Your dad does not eat feathers, but I think he does eat chicken wings, right?
Yeah. Okay. My dad, my entire life, never has he eaten a slice of deli turkey. Never has he eaten a chicken breast, like no duck, nothing with feathers, right? I've got the theory my grandma poisoned him with salmonella when he was a kid. I think I made that up, but like something happened to him and my dad's allergic to things with feathers. But the dude can house chicken wings.
That's interesting. Yeah, I find it fascinating the disconnect.
I don't know. He's a brilliant and odd dude, so we just kind of let it roll.
Yeah. But that's a good place to start, too, is that growing up, was the Super Bowl on in your house? Did your parents make food?
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure. First memory is my mother got, remember Lord of the Dance or whatever it was?
Was that Michael Flatley?
With Michael Flatley, you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I'm like, shit. So I'm like 12 years old and my mother got tickets to go see Lord of the Dance with Michael Flatley.
Oh, wow.
And it was the same night as the Super Bowl. And my father.
That's amazing.
I'm not even making this up. My father put his foot down and he was like, over my dead body, the Pats were in the Super Bowl for the first time in like 30 years. This was when they sucked, which apparently they do again. But my father was like, we are absolutely not going. So my mother and I went to go see Lord of the Dance.
I love to imagine in that story, your mother to like finding the tickets and kind of being like, wow, they have these tickets aren't sold out.
I remember they were good tickets.
I bet it was easy to.
But my dad played football for the Navy. My brother Wyatt played football in high school. Nothing for me. I like halftime.
Yeah.
And I like the dip.
And I think that's what we're getting at, too. It's like with the Super Bowl, there's the game, but then it's become such a spectacle.
It's a social thing, too.
Yeah. You can get the halftime stuff. You can get like all the fun around it. If it does make you feel better, too. I remember. So they've now pushed it back another week. But for a while, the Super Bowl would often be on my birthday, which is February 3rd. Oh. And when I was living in Boston, and the Patriots were in the Super Bowl playing the Giants. I am not a Patriots fan. I'm actually a much long-suffering Washington Commanders fan, and they have been bad for a long time.
Never even heard of them.
They've been bad for a long time. So
never even heard of them.
But they were good when I was a kid, and then not since then. But anyway, so one of their rivals is the Giants, and they were playing the Patriots, and I was living in Boston, and I did not care about, like, I kind of had that thing of like, well, I'm not going to root for either of these teams. And all I remember is that when I made the decision to go out and do other stuff on the Super Bowl, the town was mine. Never in my time in Boston have I had more access to anything. I saw a movie in an empty theater. Like, I went to dinner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great, like, just time to walk through a ghost town of Boston.
I've done it a couple Super Bowls. I definitely, in the middle of the Super Bowl, was doing a dinner for a woman who owned an art gallery. Totally not interested.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, and walking through Boston. But that is one of, like, the great things about sports. Like, maybe I don't follow them. I enjoy watching them. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm so happy to sit there and watch a game of just about anything.
Yeah.
Like, not like golf, but.
Well, yeah.
Just about. And even I'm getting older, so I might give it a shot. My mom loves it.
Golf?
But she loves golf. Huh? She doesn't golf. She's never probably been on a golf course.
She loves watching golf.
She loves watching golf and QVC.
Nice.
No violence, no blood, no cursing.
I mean, it's interesting because QVC, they're trying to sell you stuff, but golf, it's just very calm talking.
No, QVC was an issue for a while, but we probably shouldn't get on about that. She listens to.
But no, most years I watch the Super Bowl, and I've definitely had a sort of like waxing and waning interest in football over the years. I think moving to LA, you get out here and nobody pays any attention to football. So it's much easier to not care.
I've been to a football game. I went to a 49ers game, but I did it like I was with friends and they knew people who knew people. So we were in like a box and there was sushi and, you know, I don't think I got like the pure, we arrived through the gates and then I didn't even realize the players were because we were underneath the stadium, whatever. And then all the players were like next to us and like saying hi and stuff. But I didn't realize they were the football players because they looked regular sized. Like, they looked big, but they didn't look like they could have been a trainer.
That is one of the things that's wild about if people have ever been to see a New England Patriots game is that the way that you enter the stadium is like you're walking onto the field. Like, it's different.
It's so cool.
Than other. So it has a beautiful view when you first walk in and you're just, yeah, it feels like you are walking out the ramp as if you're about to, like, you know, take the field.
Charge.
Yeah. So it's definitely cool. Like, I do like that stadium. Yeah, I've seen games there.
The
it's
only
cool.
time I've ever been to Gillette Stadium inside was to see an Ed Sheeran concert. So these stories keep.
I know, this
I wasn't
is great.
Expecting to come on like this. I really, but it was such a good concert.
Yeah,
it was such a good concert. Sports. The other time was when I decided to do the Pan Mass Challenge, and that was like the 25-mile marker. And I sat there for like 2 hours.
You just
and
sat everybody in the stands.
I just was like, this was the worst idea I've ever had. I don't even like riding bicycles. Like, this is so bad. But football was not like it was a prevalent thing with my brothers, with even my mom loves football. I was always working There was nothing else that I was doing. I was not out partying. I was working. So I never really got to experience a Super Bowl. I've worked so many shitty Super Bowl Sunday services in restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Which where nobody comes in.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be a rough day in a restaurant, which again, like, I was on the flip side of that. And I did tip very well because I realized that it couldn't have been fun for the servers. But yeah, I going out to a restaurant on the Super Bowl again, like tumbleweeds could have rolled through.
And then I'd always work for the place that was fine dining. And they were like, should we bring a TV into our fine dining establishment? And it was like, this is like the worst. No. No, you should not do that. That's a terrible idea.
I imagine too, the people, again, like, I had a very specific reason that time, but I would imagine most people, if they're going to fine dining, like, while the Super Bowl is on, they're not wanting
to watch
the Super Bowl.
They don't want to hear Gronk in the background be like,
they don't want to hear all that, that like, body laughter from the commentators on the pregame.
That one of my favorite things that I ever saw football related was they mic'd up Julian Edelman during a game and recorded him just like trash talking.
Oh, those are great. Yeah. Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny. I was like, I can handle this. So I love it. I've never even really cooked for a Super Bowl, but I've eaten my way through a Super Bowl. In college, I dated this boy for 500 years, Gus. He was a mess, but he was in a fraternity. And one of the guys who literally went by the name Moose actually put X-Lax in the queso dip.
Oh, my God.
This is
just Animal House. You're just describing the movie Animal House.
You have no idea. You have no idea. I don't know how that's why I transferred after my second year in Rhode Island. I was like, I'm going to die in this place.
Gus and Moose are going to
Gus and Moose are going to take me down. I literally transferred schools. I was like, I can't get away from this fast enough.
You know what I love about the nickname Moose is I can picture the guy and I'm pretty confident that it's an accurate image in my
Absolutely.
Brain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing well. He was a wonderful guy, but he put X-Lax in the cheese dip.
That's a good bit.
I didn't eat it, but it was very funny.
I knew there was a sort of like infamous story in my high school of a student who had put X-Lax in brownies that they gave to a teacher.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. That's just heartless.
Yeah, it was. I will say the teacher seemed like I actually heard the story from him at one point because it was pretty well known. I think he was about as good of a spirit as
sport
one could
about
be.
It as he could be.
Yeah.
Bless his soul. I guess what would your let's start talking about foods of Super Bowl. What would you say you need to have?
I mean, we already said, but I definitely think you need chicken wings. Like that's Absolutely. Vital. I do think you need some kind of dips and things like chips or things to dip them in. Mm-hmm. I really think it's like heavily finger food in my mind. Maybe like chicken fingers. It should all be stuff you can pick up. I realize that's two chicken things, but you know what I mean? Like,
No. But it doesn't matter on Super Bowl Sunday. Right. You can have six chicken. It needs to be bar food.
That exactly.
You need that sticky restaurant, you know, like nasty food. That's just so good. Like onion rings, nachos, chicken wings.
Everything should be fried.
Exactly. Maybe there's a finger sandwich in there.
Yeah.
David loves a finger sandwich.
This is Philip.
And Katie.
And Bridget. And we're three friends who like movies.
Especially movies of yore, when we were small and everything seemed awesome.
Now we're revisiting these bright, shining beacons of our youth and figuring out if they are for real.
So sit back and relax and revisit the best,
the worst,
and everything in between from the 80s and 90s.
And find out,
is it for real?
The healthiest thing that you should have is like celery or carrots or something like that, that you dip into ranch sauce.
I don't mind a crudité.
Yeah.
Which is what you're describing. I do not mind a crudité because at some point I need a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Like I need something to wash down the grease.
After 20 minutes of eating and sweating, you need something.
You house it. You don't casually walk up to a buffet.
Right.
You go. I go deep.
Yeah. That's what Super Bowl is all about. It is a time of excess for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Everything is excessive. That's when you drink full sugar Coca-Colas. Like you go as deep as you need to go.
Yeah. But I think those are kind of the staples, maybe some kind of dessert. But I think a lot of fried foods, a lot of like all finger foods, nothing that requires like a knife and fork, I don't think.
Okay. Have I ever told you about my passion about nachos?
Oh, yeah. We didn't say nachos, but yes, definitely nachos. But please.
Okay. So like 6 years ago, I bought a laptop for no reason. And you have to understand that for like purchases of electronics, I have to like, I think long and hard about them because if I don't use them, like my stupid laptop in the corner of my room right now, I get really upset. So I buy this laptop and I'm like, I'm going to become an author.
Love it.
And I'm like, what am I going to write about? Mind you, I don't know if I'm the best writer, but I'm like, what am I going to write about? And I was like, fucking nachos. So I wrote the nacho novella. So I used to, this was when I was still imbibing. I would have a drink and I would get all silly and I would just like wax poetic about nachos for like 25 pages. I went on about the best chips, the best cheese, how to make the best cheese sauce, like It was intense.
I want to read this, by the way. Like,
I think it's still on a computer somewhere. It definitely is. David's always like, when are you going to publish it? It's the funniest thing I've ever read.
But yeah, so I mean, maybe we should do a Nacho episode. Like, go.
I could talk the whole time.
But just for the Super Bowl episode, what do you think? It should be like a cheese dip, right? I mean,
yeah, it has to be. It has to have cheese in it. This isn't the day to be lactose intolerant.
Yeah. I also, by the way, I don't know how you feel about this, but I make a thing that I love to call garbage nachos, which is where you microwave shredded cheese on top of nachos.
Glorious.
Yeah.
Glorious. You know, I do that with nachos and I do that with Triscuits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a really, really, really bad grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Because it makes them kind of stale. Oh, yeah. My God. It's so good. It's so good. But yeah, I think those are the main foods. And then there's just like, you do need to make sure everybody has enough water. Like, I know this is coming from my like non-drinking self, but there's never any water. And that's how stories I'm not going to tell on this podcast, like the time David had to army crawl me out of the Hub Pub with a broken hip on Super Bowl Sunday. Tell that.
Yeah. Maybe at the end.
Okay, that'll be my disaster story because that one was really bad. And we've talked about this broken hip on the podcast before. But there's never enough water.
No, especially like if it's something with coolers and ice, you sift through, like you said, maybe you can drink the like Coke, you know, the full sugar
Coca-Cola, because people are like, oh.
But yeah, you're lucky if you can find a bottle of water in that thing.
Yeah. So be nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like drink and be merry, but stay hydrated so you don't end up like me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But like, so as a chef, because it's interesting because obviously you're a chef, but I don't know that it's even necessarily like a chef's event. You know, like I don't know if there's a different word for. Yeah,
it's not.
But if you were to decide to throw yourself into this and you were like, do you have any recommendations on preparing or how to approach it or like, I don't know, strategies?
The best things. Yes, I do have a few little tips. And for my environmentally conscious people, like, please don't come at me. I swear you can recycle them. But if you can make everything in those disposable aluminum tins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't. Maybe it's just because I'm like, I do parties so often and they need to be so formal. But do yourself a favor and save yourself some time at the end and just put everything in those. You can throw your cheese dip in the oven over and over and over again if it gets too cool. Like, you can flash any kind of food. I think that's super important. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it.
No, and I think that probably is the biggest thing. And I think that's what I was trying to get at is, this is not the time to deconstruct. It's not the time to reinvent. It's just people want the hits.
No, I cannot tell you one chef who has ever successfully chefed up a Super Bowl.
No, because, well, no one wants it. That's not.
I don't want that.
Yeah, that's not the crowd, you know. I would love that if that's what the fine dining restaurants did. Instead of wheeling the TV in, if they just, you know,
what an effing disaster.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
It's a blue cheese reduction.
Yeah, exactly. A gorgonzola fondue. Like, stop it. We used to have at this place that I was talking about where they wanted to wheel in the TVs. We had a gorgonzola fondue on the menu. It's gross. No, it wasn't. It was actually delicious. I'm just bitter.
Yeah, no, that sounds terrible. Those days like that where you're stuck at work while something big is happening that, you know, the rest of the world is doing and you still have to work for no money are the worst days. Yeah,
it's so upsetting. So that's I think that the biggest takeaway for Super Bowl that you have to keep in mind is truly don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Like, but if you're that person that goes all out and for Thanksgiving, like, take that energy towards the Super Bowl. That's not what I'm saying. Don't not go all out. But like, just don't have Caesar salad lettuce cups. That's what I'm saying. Like,
don't have an option because you think, well, some people are going to want
healthy food.
They don't. Yeah,
they're not. My friend told me this wonderful story. She had a party for herself. It was a birthday party and it was just a junk food birthday party. And she had this terrible like girlfriend. And she was like, I have to make a salad. And nobody ate the salad.
Yeah, of course not.
Because it's a junk food party.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat your junk food.
Well, I'm curious too. I feel like particularly with like chicken wings, because I think that is probably the biggest thing. So you're like cooking, you're batch cooking a lot of these. Do you have any recommendations? Like, what's the best way to approach it?
I would either get one of those $40 mini fryers that they have at like Costco.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like everywhere. I would get those because you can make a ton.
Yeah.
If you want to do them in the oven, just put them, just throw them in a hot oven. That's like my secret. I don't do anything.
They're not as good in the oven, though. I don't.
They're not. Why would you do that? Go buy a mini. I have a mini fryer.
Yeah.
Everybody should have one. Didn't you have one?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do a lot more air frying these days because it seems that's like good. A better
that's
choice.
I bought my parents one of those for Christmas. I was like, here you go. Yeah. My microwave air fries.
Oh, that's fancy.
I know. I forgot that until I just said it. That was the first time since we had the microwave installed that I've thought about that feature.
But no, I do love frying things. It's fun. It's that's the other thing. If you've never fried anything, do it. Like, don't burn yourself. Be safe, obviously.
When
but
I was on Top Chef New Orleans, somebody asked me, like Tom asked me, he was like, what is your best cooking technique? Something to that extent. And I was like, frying. I'm a master fryer.
Nice.
I love frying things. What? Like, truly, I enjoy the sound, the smell.
It's
very
satisfying.
The process.
Yeah. It is very satisfying. Although sometimes, especially like in the apartment I live in, I think some of the reason I don't fry as much is because then it starts.
Your house smells like fry.
Yeah, your apartment smells like it's like a fast food restaurant or something.
I used to live in Mission Hill, and which was like college town. And I lived with three guys. And one night I was like, you know what? I'll make fried chicken sandwiches for everybody. They're like, great. So I deep fry everything. The next day I have this kid, Marky, take out the fryer oil and he just dumps it in the backyard.
Oh, God.
And like all these cats and like rodents and animals showed up. This was the same apartment that nearly burned down. And I called my father and was like, Dad, the house is on fire. And he told me to call him when it was out. True story.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't. That's the other thing. That is probably my least favorite part of frying is trying to figure out what to do with that oil. Like,
I don't know what to do with that oil.
Yeah, I usually like put it in like a coffee.
You have to put it in a thing and then do like another thing with it.
Yeah,
and then
it's a whole pain.
Yeah. But it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But you'll
fry
that.
This is the time. If you're going to fry things once a year, this is the time to do it.
Do it on Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's my best advice is get a mini fryer.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Because then everybody's going to be drinking and having fun. And then you're going to look around and being like, I wonder if I can put that in the fryer.
Yeah. You're
next thing you know, you've got Iron Chef.
Yeah. It is funny, too. It's funny that you said that you felt that that's your best cooking technique, because I do feel like on a lot of cooking shows and Top Chef included that a lot of times a fryer was people's downfall. If like they couldn't get it working,
you gotta
it's
be
like
good
a
at it.
Kitchen that they're not familiar with. They can't get the oil up to temp.
Mm-mm, not me.
Yeah,
I can fry something from freezing cold oil to crispy in under 5 minutes. It's a gift.
Yeah,
it's a gift.
Nice.
I don't know what else to say about it. It's, you know what else I like about frying is you don't cook things to temperature. You cook them through.
Yeah, you can kind of tell. And it's the one time you really can just visually from the outside have a pretty good idea.
You're like, oh, that's done.
Yeah. And especially with, again, chicken wings, because you do not want to undercook them.
No,
you don't want uncooked chicken. For sure. That's why your dad doesn't eat feathers, supposedly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be my advice.
Do you have, now I'm curious, I'm trying to hit like at least the broad strokes
Please.
Of this, but we should do a nacho episode because I love that idea.
Yeah.
But the cheese dip, do you have a good?
I think spinach and artichoke dip is the way to go.
All right.
I think you should have nachos and spinach and artichoke dip.
I love it. Yeah. I'd be happy with that.
Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling frisky, you can put some chopped up pepperoncini peppers, like the pickled ones, in your spinach and artichoke dip, and it's very good.
Nice. Yeah, no, that all sounds great. By the way, do you know what I'm remembering, too? This is now, I'm teasing our nacho episode whenever we
know.
Do it. But
we're building it up.
I still remember. I don't even remember. It was a chain restaurant, and I don't remember which one it was, but I don't think they exist anymore. But I remember they used to make nachos, and what I loved about them is they would do each individual chip. They
Chi-Chi's?
Would, was it Chi-Chi's? Because it had like
could've the been Chi-Chi's.
It had like the bean dip and the cheese, but they would like each chip, they would do
was customized
separately. Yeah. So when you got the nachos, every chip had the same amount of all the stuff on it. And it was the best nachos I ever had. And now
I have so many nacho stories to tell now, and I can't tell them because we're going to do a whole episode. But I have like, it could have been Chi-Chi's in the nacho novella. I definitely go over the best jarred salsas.
That sounds right. And they don't exist anymore, right?
No.
Yeah, I think it was Chi-Chi's, but I used to love getting their nachos because, yeah, they were the best, like, fast food, not fast, but, you know, fast casual, you know, restaurant nachos.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% support that.
All right. So we got a cheese dip. We've got
nachos. You've got chicken wings. I think an Italian sub can be thrown in there.
Like a party sub kind of thing?
Like a party sub.
Ooh.
I know we said bigger sandwiches. So I think one or the other, but I think there needs to be a sandwich bread component.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
And then a crudité platter.
Yeah, you should have that.
I am the one eating the carrots and the celery.
I will eat it too, but not at first. That's my second trip. No.
That's, yeah. Again, it's the palate cleanser.
Yeah, exactly.
What else is there? It's all about the chips.
Yeah. Yeah, which again, I don't want to give too much away from our future nacho episode.
Exactly. It's like,
but yeah, is there anything to avoid with chips? Like, what, you know, because some people
don't
are just
buy the unsalted ones. That's gross.
Ugh. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
It happens. Know your chip. There's a whole chapter about chips in the nacho novella, too. I'm going to have to dig through to find this thing. Imagine if we just read excerpts from the nacho novella for a whole episode.
That would be great. That's when we segue into like an Audible podcast. Yeah. I love it. I don't know. Can you think of anything else that is like a downfall? Like anything that's going to...
Well, we touched on it. Not having water.
Yeah.
Not over chefing and over complicating it. That's always a disaster.
Oh, how about this too? Like, what about how much food should you make?
So much.
Like too much, right?
Too much.
Yeah. Because people will take stuff home too, right?
Like, yeah. Don't make too little.
Yeah. So say you have 20 people coming over.
Like, I would do 60 chicken wings, bare minimum.
All right.
80. I would probably comfortably do 80.
Love it. Yeah.
And like, I would have assorted chips. We didn't talk about that. I'd have assorted chips, maybe a pickle chip, maybe a sour cream and onion or a cheddar.
Yeah. Just potato. Because that's the thing, too. Like, we're talking about the stuff to make.
You've got those timid people who don't want to dig in right away. Give them a chip to have to start their appetite.
But yeah, the different types of chips. You know what I'm going to advocate for, especially if you bought a fryer, which you should buy a fryer because they're great in that. I'm going to give a shout out to Totino's pizza rolls.
Stop it.
Yeah. Love them.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. And if you fry them, they get so crispy because if you cook them in the oven, it doesn't matter how long you cook them. They never get crispy enough.
They never do. They're always a little flaccid.
And if you cook them in the microwave, they're not like they're basically not even a solid, but they are delicious. And at many a football or other event growing up, I remember eating a lot of those.
Yeah.
They're good. Especially you can just get those with like some marinara if you really want to be decadent. Just dip them.
I'm so hungry right now.
I know, right?
Literally, this was the moment that the banana was just like, well, we are done.
Yeah. They're not a sponsor. I get nothing from them. But I love a pizza reach roll. Out. Yeah. That would be a dream.
I wouldn't even ask for money. I'd just ask for product.
If they just mailed us pizza rolls, that's all I want. That's how I'll know that we made it.
We need to make sure that we tag them on our Instagram posts.
Yeah, so we get free pizza rolls. That's what I'm in it for.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's about happiness.
Exactly. No, they're delicious.
But yeah, I think you should have way too much food.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like I said, people will take it home. Also, that math that you did on the wings, I think it's right. And I also think there won't be any wings left because
I don't think either.
People will eat the amount of wings that you put out.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. People will eat them. I think that 80 is a good number. You can only go up from there.
Yeah. By the way, I mentioned it before, but just I think... I want your thoughts on it. I said desserts, but when I just say desserts too, I'm thinking like a cookies. Thing of chocolate chip cookies or something. Yeah. Yeah, nothing crazy.
I don't think it should be anything more than that.
Yeah, just something sweet, again, because most of the things that you're going to eat are going to be salty, fried things.
100%.
Yeah.
Have a cookie.
Yeah. People love cookies.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah. And I think you can get away with, like, store-bought cookies if you're making everything else, too.
Absolutely. You can get away with store-bought everything.
That is the nice thing. I mean, honestly, you can't go wrong with just getting... You could get some platters, just, you know, get a crudité platter, get like we didn't even talk about like cheese and crackers type stuff. You know, if you want to get those.
You've got chips.
Yeah. Well, if you make a cheese dip, you don't also need a cheese platter.
Yeah. I don't think you need the awkward cheese platter.
Yeah. I also, those crackers are never great.
They're never great. It's not the day.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I endorse it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Maybe some Chex Mix. We haven't said Chex Mix.
You can throw some Chex Mix in there. You can do whatever you want.
I have a buddy that he takes Chex Mix and he puts them in a smoker.
That sounds amazing.
And it is really good. Yeah.
That sounds, I like Chex Mix a lot.
Yeah. Which like, yeah, that, like they're good in general, but yeah, you give them like a little smoky flavor. Very good.
So hungry.
I know we shouldn't have done this. This is like lunchtime for me.
This is lunchtime. Yeah. I haven't eaten yet. I'm having tempura for dinner.
Ooh.
I have like 6 more hours until I can eat it. It's fine.
Well, I think we should go eat for sure.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. Let me tell the story about army crawling. It's a really brief story. I'm going to keep it short, but I've told the story about how I broke my hip and nobody believed that I broke my hip. Whatever. Picked up the dog, broke my hip. Nobody believes it. It's Super Bowl Sunday. So David's like, we're all going to the Hub Pub, which is it says on the sign, the Hub Pub, the friendliest pub in town. And it is. It's one of the greatest places. But I sat there the whole night drinking vodka sodas, never being able to stand up because my hip was broken.
Oof.
So the end of the Super Bowl comes and I am on Saturn. And David literally has to army crawl me out of a bar into an Uber. The Uber's like, we are not taking her. And he was like, oh, you are taking her.
Yeah.
And they somehow got me home.
Oh, and then you went and got that looked at, right?
I knew it was broken at that point.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
The hip seems, you need that.
It's why you shouldn't jump after 35.
No, at all. Just stay on the ground.
Stay low.
As much as possible.
Stay low. All right, Joel, this is fun.
It was fun. And I please like show us all the stuff that you make. Like, I want to see people's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Food,
tag us in your Super Bowl photos.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know. And let us know your. Yeah, I was like do's and don'ts, but that sounds weird. But I don't know. I'm always fascinated by what people, because I don't even think there's much regional stuff. But maybe
like
there
your
is.
Hits and your misses.
Yeah. And if there's like regional variances, you know, some area of the country has some, you know. I don't know. Probably a lot of barbecue in various places.
Agreed.
But yeah, Agreed. Let us know. Also, go 49ers, Eagles, Bengals, or Chiefs based on the time that we're recording this.
All of the above.
Go sports.
Go sports. And don't forget, everybody, you've got this.
Stephanie Knows Some Shit is hosted by Stephanie Smar and me, Joel Murphy, and produced by me. If you enjoyed the show, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and instead of a review, tell us about a meal that you ate or made recently. We'd love to read about it.